This is the brief on Conversational AI Watch, issue 138, sponsored by Clinician Assist. This week marks the definitive collapse of the AI industry's honor system, as tech giants admit self-regulation has completely failed, just as harsh legal realities crash into the technology. First, we're seeing a massive clash between safety warnings and actually shipping product. Bill Gates just dropped a 50,000-word essay declaring AI safety thresholds crossed and self-regulation a failure. But get this, on the exact same day, OpenAI shipped ChatGPT Work, a feature letting AI autonomously log into private websites without your passwords. It's crazy, right? It's literally like a fire chief warning us about arsonists while his own crew hands out matches. Second, look how easily this unmonitored tech gets exploited from the outside. We just learned the Israeli government spent $25 million to covertly seed Common Crawl, you know, that massive open database used to train commercial AI, with hundreds of thousands of fake AI-written articles. So if a government can basically buy a chatbot's reality for $25 million, what does a well-sourced answer even mean anymore? Finally, because self-regulation failed, governments are forcing the issue. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall just issued a subpoena over our recent AI data breach at Hugging Face. And here's the kicker. He named OpenAI CEO Sam Altman personally under state consumer protection laws. Since federal rules are way too slow, individual states are now stepping up to regulate these frontier tech companies exactly like local used car dealerships. Between autonomous web agents running wild, poisoned training data, and personal subpoenas, the era of simply trusting AI developers is officially over.